It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors. Well, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and we honor those who've gone before us. I hope you can take part in some of the special events that are planned for that day. Well, last Sunday, after listening to all the bad news on 60 Minutes and the newscast before that, it was such a treat to see I Love Lucy. Yes, two episodes from that wonderful show that really made us laugh. Do you remember the wonderful shows that really entertained us and made us feel happy? Well, I hope they bring back more shows that bring a ray of sunshine into this world of mostly bad news. Today I decided to have something a little bit lighter. My friend Donna Malcolm gave me a book for my birthday that had some clever sayings, and so I'm going to share some of them with you. This is from Mark Twain, and he says, "When I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not." And here's another. "We do not stop playing when we grow old. We grow old when we stop playing." And here's one that we all do. "I know I came in here for something." Doesn't that sound familiar? Well, at dinner, Dad invited his young son to say a table prayer. The boy bowed his head and thanked God for the fried chicken, the mashed potatoes, and the brownies that were to come for dessert. Then he looked up at his dad and he said, "If I thank God for the Brussels sprouts, will he know that I'm lying?" Here's another one entitled "Right the First Time." The first time you open the refrigerator when you meant to open the cupboard, you laugh and you tell a friend. But when you realize you've stored the ice cream in the oven, you're not laughing and you're not telling. In fact, you pray that no one else will find out about it. But you were right the first time. Laugh and tell. It will make you feel better, and your friends too. It will encourage them to tell you about the time they put the ice cream in the dryer and turned it on. And here's a good piece of advice. It's called How to Have a Great Day. Well, number one, you open the document on your computer. Number two, you title the document, "My Problems." Number three, list your problems and then close the document. Number four, now send the document. The document entitled "My Problems," send it to the recycling bin. When your computer asks, "Are you sure you want to delete my problems permanently?" press yes. Number six, you'll feel happier. Well, we'll end this with one entitled "It's a Gift." It seems only yesterday that you would hold up four fingers and make sure your grandmother knew that you were not four, but four and a half. Then you spent a good deal of time during your teens trying to look older than your tender years, and now, well, you don't want to think about age at all. But do you really think about it? Think about the blessings of being here this day, of having done, seen, and experienced so much. And so much of the memories that you wouldn't trade anything for. Or you wouldn't trade the memories that for anything, for being who you are and where you are. That's very good advice. Well, time now for a few words from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Well, this is graduation time, and congratulations to all the graduates out there. Not only young people, but to the older seniors who graduated this year, too. Yes, there's an Indiana woman who received her diploma 82 years after she left school. And this is from Anderson, Indiana. This Indiana woman, who will turn 100 years old this month, has received her high school diploma more than 8 decades after she originally was supposed to graduate. Laura Harding needed just 4 credits to earn her diploma from the Anderson High School in 1933, but she was forced to quit school. She finally received that certificate at the Anderson Community School Board of Trustees meeting. She had left school during the Great Depression and had to work at the General Motors to bring support for her family. She worked on the assembly line for more than 40 years before retiring in 1976. Mrs. Hardy celebrated her 100th birthday in May. There's a 94-year-old man who finished college after 75 years later. This is from Morgantown, West Virginia. A 95-year-old man will be one of the oldest graduates in the West Virginia University history when he received his diploma. The school says in a press release that Anthony Bruto, who studied on and off for 75 years, will be awarded his Regents Bachelor of Art degree during commencement. Bruto first entered the university in 1939 when tuition was just $50. He was drafted in 1942, serving in the Army Air Corps until the end of World War II. Bruto re-enrolled at the school in 1946, but could not finish because he had to take care of his sick wife. A machinist by trade, Bruno says graduating from college was always important to him. He jokingly says he'll take a break before pursuing a master's degree. Well, I guess you're never too old to graduate. So congratulations to all our young graduates and our older ones, too. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com. Click on Podcasts and Senior News, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.